Have you ever done something or said something that you regret? Something you wish you could unwind and change? Well, here's something amazing for you next time you find yourself in that place. Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. The Apostle Paul is an interesting guy. He was a religious nut, an extremist, a fundamentalist, a Pharisee who persecuted Christians mercilessly until he met Jesus for himself on the road to Damascus. And on that day, his life was turned upside down. From then on, he spent the rest of his days proclaiming the good news of Jesus across the known world, only himself, in turn, to be persecuted by the Jews. In his latter days, he goes to Jerusalem, where the religious leaders have him arrested on trumped-up charges. They plot to kill him, so eventually, running out of options, as a Roman citizen, he appeals to the emperor, as he was entitled to do. But when the local king Agrippa hears the charges, this is what he says. Acts chapter 26, verse 32. And Agrippa said to Festus, "We could let him go free, but he's asked to see Caesar." Now, it seems here as though Paul made a huge blunder. If he'd just kept his mouth shut, he could have gone free. At that point, we're not told this, but I have no doubt Paul must have been kicking himself. What a dumb thing to do. If only I could wind that back and do it again, and this time say nothing. And yet, God goes on to use this apparent blunder to have Paul spend years proclaiming Christ from his dungeon in Rome. Paul even wrote some of the New Testament books from that prison cell. It's funny how God works sometimes. He can take our blunders and use them for his glory. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The mysteries of how God works are so deep. He is so amazing. That's why I'm so passionate about sharing God's word with you each day. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching right from God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.